Matt?
Yes?
How's it going?
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Can you just talk about a little bit about what Josh's influence has been on your career?
He's had a major influence on my career. I mean, coming in as a rookie, he was my coach all 4 years at New England, and he really helped me grow up as a quarterback in this league, and obviously had a huge influence last year because he was the offensive coordinator, and we had a great relationship, and I give a lot of credit to me being in this position because of him.
Did he ever lie into you like he lent to his offense last week?
Josh has got a little fiery side about himself, there's no doubt. He's got a great intensity, and he'll let you know when he's upset.
Matt, you made the Denver papers there for about 6 weeks. Did you ever think you were close to being here with the Denver Broncos? And what did you think about that whole situation, the way it all played out, and how your name got in the middle of it all?
Well, it's kind of crazy, you know, because it was more speculation, I think, than anything else, and I know my name was thrown around a lot, and when I was going through it, I really didn't have any contact with Denver, and Josh being there and everything, it was a great situation, but at the same time, how it all played out, I really didn't have much to do with any of it.
How surreal was that for you, though? You didn't have anything to do with it, but you're watching it from afar, and, you know, this whole drama here is happening with Cutler, kind of your name's being brought up in it. How surreal was that whole time frame?
It was crazy, because I was watching ESPN like you were and going, how in the heck did my name get thrown in here? So I think it was more the connection between myself and Josh and a lot of people having speculation about it.
Did you and Josh ever talk about that afterwards?
No, we really haven't. You know, we've kept in contact a little bit throughout the summer and everything leading up to the season. But once the season started, you know, we've obviously had our attention on our own teams and what's been going on, so we really haven't talked too much.
Have you watched the Broncos on television enough to, you know, when their offense is out there, you kind of say, yeah, I know that play, or yeah, that's what I ran last year?
Well, you know, there's definitely plays that I'm familiar with, and when you see it on film, you can recognize. But at the same time, they're doing a lot of different things this year as well, and they've obviously implemented a lot of new stuff.
How about the offense you're running? Is it similar to New England or quite a bit different?
I'd have to say it's much more like Arizona. You know, Coach Haley's taken over play calling responsibilities early in the year, and from that point, we've really moved in the direction of being more like Arizona because it's his offense, obviously, and we've kind of gone that route.
Matt, how difficult of an adjustment has that been for you, adjusting to the new system?
It was definitely a huge adjustment when I first got here because we were changed. I went from being in New England for 4 years and then coming in and we were learning Chan Gailey's offense. And then a week before season, Coach Haley took over play call and responsibility. And he really did change up a lot of the terminology and the protections and everything else. So we've kind of had to learn a whole new offense throughout the course of the year. And it's been challenging, but at the same time, it's been for the better. And Coach has done a great job of getting us to try to understand what he's trying to get done.
Some of your numbers are down from last year. Do you attribute it to that, to the change in the system or the change in the personnel?
You know, I couldn't pinpoint one particular thing of why that my numbers aren't exactly the same. Then again, it's definitely been a change in the system. And there's a change in personnel, and this is a team that we're in the process of trying to get going on the right track, and we're not where we want to exactly be right now.
You talked about how Josh helped you. In what ways? How did he help you become a better quarterback?
Well, he's obviously a very bright and smart coach. He's innovative, and he works hard at what he does. He was always pushing me to be better, and not only in the film room, but he challenged me mentally, learning defensive scheme, learning adjustments, and he was a great, great teacher in that regard.
How does Haley compare on the fiery scale with Josh?
Coach Haley's got a great intensity about himself, too, and he's got a great fire, and you can see that every game day on Sundays. You'll see it in his eyes, and you'll see it in his demeanor, and, you know, I know that he wants the best out of his team, and that's why he gets so fired up.
Matt, you ever wonder what would have, you know, how things would have been different had you come to Denver instead of Kansas City with a coach and a scheme you're comfortable with and all that?
you know, I never really look back. You can't do that. I just move forward, and I love where I'm at. I'm happy where I'm at, and I think that there's a lot of great things to come here in Kansas City.
What would you say about the state of your offense now, Matt, compared to, you know, 5 or 10 weeks ago? Is it significantly better, do you think?
You know, I think we're getting better, and obviously last week wouldn't be a reflection of that because of the turnovers, but I do feel like we're making progress as a team. I think people are really starting to understand the scheme. Receivers are starting to get a good understanding for the route concepts, and we're starting to move forward as an offense, and we just have to continue to build on things that we're doing well, eliminate the turnovers, and we'll be better for it.
Matt, your development, can you take us back a little bit through last year? The first six games or so, you know, you threw for about 140 yards and took a lot of sacks, and then a lot of 300-yard games and not as many sacks after that. Could you just talk about what the turning point was for you? Or?
Well, I think anytime you've had a layoff since high school, there's a little rust you have to knock off. So early on, I just think that Coach wanted to slowly but surely get me going, get me into a rhythm, and so they tailored back the offense a little bit. And then as we move forward, we opened up the offense a little bit more. We went back to playing how we've always played in New England, and we spread it out a little bit more and tried to play. And that's probably why there was a significant difference in the beginning of the year versus the second part of the year.
Matt, you weren't directly involved in this whole drama with Jay Cutler in the offseason here, but was there a part of you that maybe felt bad for Josh, just being that your name was bandied about and things kind of imploded here with Jay?
Well, I know, I'm sure, you know, like everybody else saw what was going on in the speculation, and he was going through a tough time, and they're throwing Coach McDaniels and Josh through the ringer, and you know, that's part of football though, and that's part of what goes on in the off season anytime something like that comes up.
Matt, Chris Chambers joined you guys like 3 weeks ago, whatever it was, and he kind of instantly became your number one guy. How much work went into that between you and him, or just him, or, you know, you don't see that very often with a guy joining midseason and becoming a number one guy like that?
Yeah, you know, Chris is one of those guys that's been a professional. He's been around for a long time, and he just came in right away. He got off the plane, I think, Tuesday night, showed up on a Wednesday, and slowly but surely learned the offense, stayed late, and started to understand what we were talking about when we were calling plays. And he played against Jacksonville, had two nice scores, and then he's just from ever since, he just keeps getting better and better, and I think he's growing with confidence as he learns the offense better. And it just is, I think, a testament to him and his work ethic and him being the ultimate professional.
Matt, the Chiefs historically have a great record at home in December, and particularly against the Broncos. Have you been there long enough to have any idea why that is, what the advantage is for you guys at Arrowhead in December?
I don't, because this is going to be my first time experience a December game here in the Arrowhead. But at the same time, you know, I know the stadium gets excited for division games, and especially against a team like the Denver Broncos, and they'll be fired up come Sunday.